Hey, what's up everyone? This is your host Shanawas back with a new episode of LinkedIn with Shan. Before I dive into today's episode, I want to tell you that it takes patience to build a brand just like it takes time for a plant to grow into a tree. So if you want to build a brand, you should nurture it. Also, you need to have clarity about why you want to build a brand. Just like you need to have clarity about what's in it for you in LinkedIn. In this episode, I will talk about content. What is content in LinkedIn? Most of us think that content in LinkedIn is what you post as an update, or video, or an image. Yes, of course it is, but that is not all. LinkedIn looks at user-generated content in terms of activities. Activities such as like, comment, and share can become content themselves. I know you are a bit surprised, but this is the fact. Activity and content is interconnected in LinkedIn. Now, let us dive deep and check the various content types. User-generated content includes LinkedIn article, post with text only, photo, video, document, or a link. LinkedIn domain-related links are considered internal and all other links are considered as external. There is also promoted content in which LinkedIn learning courses and LinkedIn Premium are considered internal, whereas paid ad campaigns by companies are considered external. Curated content is a set of hand-picked articles by the LinkedIn editors team. Dynamic content, it consists of announcements like, you know, recommended jobs or courses. And finally, activities. As said earlier, activity in LinkedIn is content. Can you guess how many activities are possible in LinkedIn? 2? 3? 4? No. There are numerous activities such as like, comment, share, connect with others, personal message, in-mail, profile update, congratulations and wishes, completing a course, and applying for jobs. All these activities account for your engagement. Each content type has different internal rating in terms of priority. For instance, hand-picked articles by the LinkedIn editors team and paid ad campaigns have a much higher probability of showing up in other people's news feeds than user-generated content which is created by us. As far as user-generated content, there is not much difference between text, video, documents, and links, though, you know, LinkedIn favors text and video content compared to the other modes. So, what does this mean to you? It is so simple. Engagement is very much related to your content and activities in LinkedIn. So if you're not yet ready to post an update or write an article, get genuinely involved in your network generated content and like, comment, share those posts. I will speak in depth about engagement in the upcoming episodes and also a dedicated episode for the same. But as of now, remember one thing, the more you engage, the more you become visible to others. Do you know that LinkedIn ranks or prioritizes content? As discussed in the second episode, which deals with LinkedIn algorithm, content can be categorized as spam, low quality, and cleared, or high quality. Wonder why this is necessary? By the time this podcast is published, there will be around 600 million users on LinkedIn, which is almost half the size of India's population. It's that huge. Imagine the amount of content generated within the network. So LinkedIn doesn't want its platform to get spammed with user-generated content that could harm the population or doesn't add value to its users. For instance, if LinkedIn categorizes an article as spam, it would no longer display it in everyone's newsfeed. It will also make sure that attached activities such as likes and comments are suppressed as well. So, my dear friend, it means that if you like or comment a spam article or a spam post, your engagement levels will go down as well. So far, it is clear that we need to generate and engage with high quality content. But how do I know my content is high quality or low quality? Or how do I know that I am engaging with a spam or a low quality content on my LinkedIn feed? We need to understand what content is categorized in these categories. Let us first start with spam. Any external link that leads to viruses and malicious code, phishing sites, scams, get-rich-quick schemes, pyramid schemes, multi-level marketing schemes, porn, violence, gambling is spam. Now, what is low quality content? Very short articles of 300 to 400 words long, which are not search engine optimized. Content that is stolen from other content creators and restructured. Frequently contains a lot of links to other sites. Any press release note, an article or post that doesn't add value to the reader. So these are all pieces of content that LinkedIn categorizes as low quality content. But since you can understand that this is a subjective approach, how does LinkedIn detect this type of content? So it actually follows parameter. If someone clicks on a link, do they instantly click the back button? This is being checked by LinkedIn. Do people like, comment, and share the post? Do people leave original, meaningful comments? How do new people react to the content? Do they ever react? How much effort do people put into their activities? How does the engagement deviate from the baseline engagement rate? Now, this is an interesting aspect. Let's say the average LinkedIn post received a like to view rate of 1%. That is, if 100 people see a post, 1% would like it. That's what it means. If the post had been shown to 300 people and less than 3 people liked it, the post might be considered low quality because of the below average like rate. Now, this is one interesting parameter that LinkedIn considers. Content creators who consistently receive low quality scores on their content will receive a negative quality score. That means that whatever new content they publish, the system will assume that it is probably of low quality and will show it to very few people. we saw what is the spam and what is low quality content. Now, anything that doesn't fall into this category is high quality content, is what you think, right? No. High quality content, to get qualified as high quality content, there are some parameters that, you know, LinkedIn has. Only then it becomes high quality content. Now, what is the advantage of publishing high quality content or engaging with high quality content? Content creators who consistently receive good individual content ratings will receive a positive quality score. In other words, LinkedIn is giving these creators the benefit of the doubt. If a post doesn't receive a high number of engagement in a short period of time, it will show it to a larger group of people first before coming to a definite conclusion that this is a post that is not adding value to its users. So you get additional opportunities to, you know, get better engagement on your content. That's what it means. Here is a list of activities that will help you to get a high quality content status. Your content should consistently not marked as spam or low quality. So you should, you know, produce thought-provoking content which users like and users don't ignore. The high amount of engagement above the baseline, that is the likes, the comments, the shares, or high in number for the content that you publish. High quality engagement happens with your content. It's not just the share or the comment. The way it is shared and the kind of comments that are that your post attracts. That is long comments with sub comments, shares with a text summary. People write something or comment something and then they share it. They just don't share it in the network. Follow-up engagement, that is a share of a post, receives high amount of quality engagement as well. Readers or viewers decide to follow or connect with a content creator based on the content they posted. These things decide that you are reaching a high quality status, and hence your content will receive very good engagement on a continuous basis. This takes time, but it is very much achievable. Only thing is you will have to keep track of what kind of content you are publishing, and at the same time keep track of what kind of content you are engaging with and how and when. One easy strategy to go ahead and get into the statuses: start following these things on others' posts. Start commenting, on others' posts, not just saying, excellent, good, yeah, I agree. These things won't work. You will have to, comment based on what you understood from what they're trying to convey. You agree or disagree, but why do you agree? Why do you disagree? Is a long form comment. Or when you share a particular post, do not share as it is. While sharing this, you get an opportunity to add a text summary. Please do that. That actually involves your content, your viewpoint. So when you start doing these things on others' content, your network will also start doing the same thing on your content. In LinkedIn, this strategy always works. First give without any expectation. You will get very good response from your network. If you do any kind of offering with some kind of an expectation, then the LinkedIn network won't respond to you. It was very exciting to share a lot of information about LinkedIn content with you. And this is something which is vital for you to generate high quality content, because your objective in terms of generating content in LinkedIn should always be towards high quality content that will favor you, and it will also help your network a lot. As I already told you, that if you are to offer to this network will return it in abundance. So just offer it. Just try to give value to your users. Just try to give information to your users. Just try to help them. The rest will happen on its own. It is only when you have conditions, it is only when you have restrictions, the network will hesitate to interact with you. So be open, be as much as possible someone who wants to help the network, or someone who wants to help the community around you. People will definitely look up to you, and people will start engaging with your content, and that is what will lead you towards high quality content. Now let's quickly jump into today's hack section, and in today's hack section I am going to give you a very very simple tip which will help you increase your engagement level. Now, as I said, comment, long form comment, sub comment on comments can actually increase your possibilities of reaching high quality content. Now you may have no doubt of how do we create sub comments in others' posts. Very simple. You ask a question about the content posted. The question can be directed generally to the audience, or most probably to the author of the post. The author of the post will definitely get back and reply to you. There is always a possibility that there is another reply for that author's comment. So that will lead to a series of comments. And possibly your question, your comment will also get likes. That also gets recorded. Right? Now you see how easy it is. It's just, these are small, small tips which are very simple. But these come out when you start implementing these strategies. So you will come out with your own hacks and tips as you start applying it. So the most important thing is you have to apply these things. Just by listening to me, my podcast, or anybody's podcast, or any article by reading about LinkedIn, or even if you go to LinkedIn itself and learn a lot about LinkedIn, you will get a lot of information. But unless otherwise you're going to practice it, unless otherwise you put it into practice and see what happens, you will not understand this. Right? With that, I will sign off. Your host Shanavas, and this is your podcast LinkedIn with Shan.